If you want to get well as fast as possible, you have to take your case in front of the judge. And what I mean by that is your body is the ultimate judge of if what you're doing is working or not working when you're trying to go from pain to feeling better or from feeling better to feeling great. You always want to be doing just enough to get the full positive benefits of the activities you're doing to get better while making sure you're minimizing any negative benefits. It's a lot easier to do less and add more tomorrow than it is to do too much and not be able to do anything the next day. Your body is the ultimate judge. So if you're trying to do something, it's a lot better to do it in small increments over time, even if you have to break it up throughout the day, and then not only wait that night, but wait till the next day to see what your body says about the activities you're performing and making sure you're maximizing the positive and minimizing the negative effects that can happen when you're in pain. Because if you go too far and inflame yourself or aggravate yourself, that pain can come back worse the next day. So on the next day, if you feel that you're doing better, you can add a little bit of time, a little bit of time, and not too much. And that way you'll make sure that you're checking with the judge, your body, to see how your progress is doing and make sure you're not overdoing it. Because the fastest way to get a setback is by overdoing it. So those rules are very easy to see when you're going from pain to feeling a little better. And as the pain starts to go away and as you start to feel better, we sometimes fall into the category of jumping right back to the list that has been building up since we were in pain. And we want to get back to our life and we want to get back to the doing things that need to get done because there's nobody else to do them. But that is when we're very vulnerable for a setback. So be careful, make sure you're nice, solid, and secure in a safe environment before you add too much back onto your plate so you can continue to get well, continue to get grow, build a good foundation that you could put a good life on top of, and never get too far ahead of yourself where all the things come crumbling down and you find yourself aggravated and in pain again and not able to do anything. Build slow. It's a lifetime of health. It's a lifetime of taking care of yourself. But if you do it right, you'll be able to do all the things you enjoy, not only today, but tomorrow, and you can enjoy doing them without having pain getting in the way and determining whether you can or can't do the things you like to do, can or can't go on vacation or anything else in your life. Because once pain is in the equation, then all of a sudden, everything you want to do, all the places you want to go, they could become limited. Or even if you can go and do those things, it's very difficult to enjoy them when you're living in pain. So in order to not live in pain and in order to enjoy life, it requires taking care of yourself, being healthy, feeling healthy, and having the health to handle all the activities that you love to do. You can go to drjohnfresh.com and sign up for my Feel Younger blog. These are simple ways to stay younger, feel better, build a healthy body, and enjoy your life as a result of having a great healthy foundation that you've built upon each and every day to make sure that you're putting more into your health account than you're taking out of it. And once that health account overflows, it'll overflow into your life and you'll be able to do all the activities you love to do without your account running dry. Because once it runs dry, life goes on hold. Don't let that happen to you or your family.